Lee News, I'm Ben Thomas. The House has resoundingly rejected a plan backed by President-elect Trump that scuttled a bipartisan deal to keep the government funded and substituted a last-minute fix cobbled together by Republican leaders. Norman Hall on the debate.
Oklahoma Republican Tom Cole says the GOP substitute contains elements supported by Democrats.
The government shutdown is never a good alternative.
But Connecticut Democrat Rosa DeLauro says Republicans were frightened into voting no because Trump billionaire ally Elon Musk objected to a bipartisan compromise.
President Musk told them, President Musk said, don't do it.
House Speaker Mike Johnson appears determined to try again before Friday's midnight deadline to keep the government operating. Norman Hall, Washington.
In Moscow, President Vladimir Putin held forth in a lengthy year-end news conference and call-in show aimed at reinforcing his authority. Speaking through an interpreter,
I think that Russia became much stronger over the past 2 or 3 years.
He maintained the military operation in Ukraine has boosted both Russia's military and its economy. As for the U.S. economy, an upgrade to the estimate of third-quarter growth, a 3.1% annual pace. And the Census Bureau says immigration drove U.S. population growth this year to its fastest rate in 23 years, with the nation surpassing 340 million residents. But Lisa Dwyer has other numbers.
U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement says it deported more than 270,000 people over a recent 12-month period. That's the highest annual tally in a decade. Deportations during the fiscal year that ended September 30th nearly doubled from the same period a year earlier. In a separate report, U.S. authorities say arrests for crossing the border illegally from Mexico in November fell 18% from a month earlier to the lowest level since July 2020. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. Air travelers bearing gifts this holiday season should be aware of what's allowed in the cabin. Sucker Magani has some tips from the TSA.
At Newark Liberty International, the TSA's Thomas Carter says you can carry on a wrapped gift, but
my sincere recommendation is do not wrap the gifts.
Because if it trips an alarm,
we will have to open it, and then we will be like the Grinch and ruin that Christmas wrapping.
Instead, TSA officer Lazaro Adon recommends gift boxes or bags.
All we have to do is look inside, and there's no need to rip anything up.
As for what's inside, Adon says solid foods are fine.
If you like fruitcake, you could bring fruitcake. I don't know why. I don't like fruitcake, but if that's what you like, you go ahead and do that.
But careful with the liquids.
Maple syrup. It's a nice gift, by the way. If you go with a carry-on, those things cannot go.
I'm Sagar Meghani.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.